4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, I don't know. There's just something about Friday. It gives me the warm and fuzzies because it's like the weekend, just about. My weekend will be commencing. Again, not that I'm counting, and I don't want anybody to take it the wrong way, but mine is the five. Like less than 2 hours. 6:03, as you know, is happy hour here at Casa Katz, and if I could just move these, well, you know, I have very delicate little feet, kind of like Fred Flintstone, so, you know, I can't move them nearly as fast as others, but if I can move them faster, we get down to like 6:02, it'd be pretty cool. We got a lot of great stuff we have to deal with, and at the same time, we're dealing with some really good stuff. I just have to tell you, there's some really bad stuff out there, too, and I want you to hear some of this stuff. Some of this stuff is just so absolutely positively outrageous that it has to be heard to be believed. But I have to address, if you don't mind, a couple of really good texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. So, Jeff, the January 6th hooligans get anywhere between 5 and 20 years. Pro-Hamas Nazis who burn flags and vandalize property get a pass. That is Democrat Party justice. For my enemies, the law. For my friends, mercy. Jeff, watching the opening ceremonies, I'm surprised that billionaire LeBron James is playing for such a racist country. Will he kneel at the U.S. national anthem when they win the gold? Anti-American and defund the police activist LeBron James is carrying the U.S. flag on the barge. I didn't understand what it meant about the barge. Heidi is inside the house. She has the opening ceremonies on from Paris. And apparently, if you take a look at social media, man, let me tell you. People are trashing this opening ceremony. It's boring. It's this. I don't know. I have absolutely no interest in the Olympics. Does that make me a bad person? It might, but I don't care. You know who loves the Olympics? John Reed loves the Olympics. Do you know that John Reed actually owns some Olympic torches from the John Stop Spending Money If You Want to Have Money category? He has actually purchased Olympic torches. I don't know what you do with an Olympic torch. I guess you display it. But I don't know if he displays them. He did bring it at one time, and it was actually kind of cool. And I am one to talk, right? I've showed you some photos of my place here, right? I got championship belts. We got all sorts. Well, anyway. Jeff, I wonder if LeVar Phoney feels stupid calling Richmond the river city when almost every city in the world has a river and some have two or three. I don't think that LeVar Stoney knows all that much about all that much. Of course, he's running for lieutenant governor. And is John running? Do we know? Gosh, Germ, somebody should ask him just directly. Are you running for lieutenant governor? I'd like to know. Inquiring minds would like to know because, as I told him, I will gladly make a donation to the campaign. Yeah. Jeff, Governor Josh Shapiro has no choice but to fall in line with the Jew-hating Democrat Party, but it's still sad to see. He should know better. Josh Shapiro is first and foremost a politician, a far left-wing politician. He's the governor of Pennsylvania. He's on a number of short lists to be selected by Kamala Harris as vice president. And 804 sends a note about Josh Shapiro and says, it's very sad to see an Orthodox Jew endorse a pro-Hamas Jew hater like Kamala. 804, I don't know who told you that. Josh Shapiro is not an Orthodox Jew. Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, is not Orthodox. He is a conservative Jew. You have somebody like Kamala Harris's husband. What is it? The second nitwit, I think, is the official title. He is very much a secular, non-observant Jew. But Josh Shapiro is not an Orthodox Jew. Josh Shapiro belongs to a conservative synagogue. So I don't know. Maybe the Democrats will try and position him as an Orthodox Jew. But he's not fooling anybody, if that's what they're trying to do. He's not. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not like I'm davening six times a day. But I do know one or two things, and he is not an Orthodox Jew. Okay. Speaking of my people and the land of my people, and by the land of my people this time, I don't actually mean South Florida or even Tampa. I mean Israel. I'm going to Israel in August. I have filled out the paperwork. You now have to get it's not technically a visa, but it's kind of like a visa. And you can do it online with the government of Israel, the Immigration and Population Authority. And unlike a lot of the bureaucracy associated with Israel, because Israel is a lot of things, it is not known for bureaucratic efficiency. It just is not. But this, man, this was very, very quick. It's all online. I'm very excited about that. I don't know if I shared the dates. I don't need to share the dates with you, but I was texting with my general Mangler last night because he wanted to know about it. And I said, yeah, I said, it's an amazing opportunity. And it's one, simply put, that I cannot turn down. I cannot turn it down. So I will be going to Israel. It's not a tourist trip. You know, when we started doing travel with Jeff trips again, and we've done them. I mean, look, I've been doing the talk radio, as I've mentioned to you, 33 years. We've done a lot of trips throughout the years. And when I said, well, okay, let's start doing some of that stuff again, the first trip I wanted to do really was Israel. And it was all in the works. We had it all set up. My friends from Cruise and Tour, Doug and the gang, we had it all set up. We had the itinerary. We knew hotels. We knew, and we were just about ready to launch it. And then October the 7th happened. And it didn't happen, obviously. And right about now is not necessarily the best time for tourist travel to Israel, from what I'm told. But what I'm going to do is not touristy. I don't know if I'll be able to bring anybody back a T-shirt or not. I'll try, Jerem. I'll try and get you a T-shirt, but I don't know. We're not going to be really going through the little gift shops. What we're doing is we're visiting the communities in Israel that are near Gaza. We're visiting the site of that Nova Music Festival where the slaughter of these innocent people took place. We're visiting the neighborhoods, the kibbutzim, where little girls were attacked. Some children watched their parents murdered in front of them. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff that happened. 1,000+ innocent people slaughtered at the hands of these pro-Hamas degenerate thugs. So that's where we're going. That's where we're going. We'll be spending some time with government officials, charitable groups, IDF, briefings. And part of what we're doing is we are meeting with families who have they have family members who are being held hostage by Hamas. We're going to be meeting with those families. There are a number, I should tell you, of expat Richmond, Virginia folks who live in Israel, and we'll be meeting with a number of those families. So this is, it's described as a mission trip. And it is a mission. It is a mission to see what is going on in Israel. It is a mission to help those who have been victimized. It is a mission to let you know exactly what's going on. Because you need to know. Because you have people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris who are happier standing with the side of Hamas than they are with Israel. It's appalling and it's disgusting, but it's also true. I cannot think of anyone who can listen to Bibi Netanyahu and not understand that he is fighting for the survival of the Jewish people. That's what he's doing. That's what's happening right now. I don't care what your politics are. I really don't. As you know, I don't get paid for the way people vote. I'm not giving you a list of candidates saying here's the punch card, but you can look at this and you can see which way decent people are going. I think that's important. All right. I feel better now. Now, I did promise you all sorts of audio, all sorts of sound. I'm going to do that in just a moment. If you want to jump ahead, I always try and get the stuff up on social media earlier in the day. So really two good options for you. I'm trying to rebuild the X. You know, a couple of years back, I got hit really hard by the great Twitter purge of conservatives. Remember that one? First, they shadow banned us. Then they just cut. I mean, I went from 25,000 to 6. It was crazy. It was crazy. Now I'm back right around the 10,000 mark. I would just like to really get over the 10,000 mark because it could help. That's all. It really would. It would help. It would just look good. So follow Jeff Katz Show over on X. Jeff Katz Show over on X. Then on Facebook, I know you've got a lot of options on Facebook, but The Jeff Katz Show is probably the best way to do it. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRV. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We took a listen a little bit earlier to this absolutely cringy phone call where the Obamas pretend that they are, you know, just regular folks, and Kamala Harris pretends that she's just regular folks, and they sort of kind of endorse her, right? It's taken a while. Why? Well, you got to think there's some stuff going on behind the scenes. New York Post had done some great reporting, that said Barack Obama was not going to waste his political capital on Kamala Harris. Why? Because he sees the numbers, and he said she can't win, and she's not going to win, and I don't want to be involved in that. He wanted Mark Kelly, senator from Arizona. Is that part of the equation, you think? Do you think that they come around? I always thought they'd have to jump on board and endorse her. They couldn't not endorse her, right? Unless, of course, the whole thing went to this convention in Chicago. It was still up in the air. I guess that would be something else. But once they had already cooked the books for her and given her all of the Biden campaign money and signed over all of these delegates to her, it does seem like a foregone conclusion that they would get on board. But maybe behind the scenes, Obama says to her, all right, we'll come out, we'll do something. And this goofball phone call, not exactly earth-shattering as far as I'm concerned. I don't think anybody's going to be swayed one way or the other with it. But, okay, we'll do this. But I want Mark Kelly as the vice president. Remember, there's been some buzz about Josh Shapiro. He's the governor in Pennsylvania. He is... Well, he was discounted on, was it CNN? I think it was John King on CNN said, oh, they can't put him on the ticket because he's Jewish. I'd like to think that's not the case, but it might be, right? You're already allegedly dealing with issues, so would you add on another issue? Or would you really strike a blow for everything and say, hey, we're going to have the first black woman who's going to be the president. Check a couple of boxes there. And we got this Jewish dude who's going to be vice president. We'll check another box. Or is it really about trying to salvage the House of Representatives? It's still up in the air. So in a couple of moments, I'm going to share with you some of the talking points. Because every member of the legacy news media got the memo with talking points. And oh, man, they are regurgitating them on demand. In the Garage with San Andruski, best weekend radio show anywhere. It airs tomorrow at 8 a.m. on News Radio WRVA. But Stan's going to give us a sneak peek in just a couple of moments. You've got time. If you're not driving, text the number 980 to 804-375-5011. You text 980 to 804-375-5011. Vote for The Jeff Katz Show to be the best afternoon radio show officially in Richmond. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. No, Jeremy, I am not going to sit here and explain jokes. I'm not going to do that. I encourage everybody to write a letter to Santa. Seriously, write a letter to Santa, ask for a sense of humor. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just thrilled it is Friday. I'm excited about so many different things. Did I mention Damn Fine Carpentry? We'll be talking about Damn Fine Carpentry as we go through the next couple of weeks. It's Dave Mangano. I think I've mentioned him. Dave is a custom builder. I mean, that's really what he does. And he and I have been chatting for a while. And you know the story with Julia. Julia desperately needs a real bedroom, a room that's safe. And it's funny because that's sort of the basis of the whole quest for cookies speech that I'll be doing Sunday for the Friendship Circle. But we've been talking to people and talking to people. As long as we've been in this house, we've been trying to figure out how we can keep Julia safe and give her some of her space. And you know, in many ways, very selfishly, give us some of our space, you know? And Dave Mangano and his crew over there at Damn Fine Carpentry have just, man, they've just come to the top of the list. So starting Monday, I'll be telling you more about this. We're beginning the process. Designing a room for Julia, making sure it's safe for her. And I just want to mention this now before we chat with Stan, because it is important. A lot of us think about aging in place, right? You're getting older and you go, well, I kind of like this house. Or, this is a good house, or, you know, whatever. And you go, yeah, this is it. This is it. We're not going to move. We're not going to Florida. We're not going here. This is it. We're going to age in place. You got to do some stuff. And Dave and his team actually specialize in stuff like that. It's not as straightforward as you might think. So anyway, long story short, I know I went on too long, but I'm going to begin chatting about them at more length starting on Monday. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is in the running, certified auto repairers for best auto repair facility in Richmond. Yet again, you can text the number 105 over to 804-375-5011. And you can vote for certified. That way you can go online, and you should probably text 980 while you're at it for the Jeff Katz Show. Stan, good afternoon.
Jeff Katz, good afternoon. It is an honor, again, as always. I listen to all you do for the community, and then you mentioned something about the cookie campaign coming up on Sunday, and I just thought about this for 1 second. You said, in a selfish way, it might be to get Heidi and I a little time.
Yeah.
I just want to say, there's nothing selfish about you two. The things that you do for our community, I don't even think that we have words to thank you, and I'm not trying to start this call off all emotional and slow anything down because you've been on fire this afternoon, but I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for the Central Virginia, for all of Virginia, and for, you know, you feel the need to get involved in politics. It's what you do. Our show, you know, we try to stay out of it, but you're out here just trying to give knowledge to people, but above all, you are a giver, and you give yourself more than anybody I've ever met in my life, so I just want to say thank you for that. And there is not one part of you that has ever been selfish, brother. So with that being said, thank you for putting our number out there.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. All right, look, enough about me. Let's move on, shall we? Come on. What's going on?
No, I can't let you sit here and say that any part of you, any bone in your body is selfish. So I'm sorry, can't get away with that one. Yes, we are in the running, again, for the best of. And we are very humbled by that. We're very thankful. As many cars and as many customers as we try to serve in Central Virginia, that you guys are actually considering us.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you. With that being said, it's not all about just servicing everybody who has a 9-to-5 and a steady job and a good life and all these things going on. And we also are honored to say, I think this is our 5th or 6th year in a row, say that 5 times fast,
yeah,
that we will be doing Fresh Start Mothers. We will be helping Fresh Start, people who have been through it a little bit, single moms, having some issues with their vehicles. Our shop will be partnering with Heights Church. You know that I'm big with Pastor Josh, Heights Church, everything that we're doing for Central Virginia. That church has been amazing. Food pantry over there every Saturday morning. But Fresh Start's going to be coming to our Serve RVA Week, which will be coming up. August, I think it's the 1st through the, 1st through, I don't know, the 8th or something. It's like the end of the week after the 1st. The 1st, I think, is next Thursday,
okay.
But we're going all the way through to the following week. But there are a ton, if you ever want to help your community, I just say, Heights Church is the place. There are a ton of different things you can sign up for. We are helping everybody. I mean, all sorts of people. But yeah, Fresh Start's going to be cool because we're doing oil changes, trying to get their cars safe for them. We're just thanking Central Virginia and saying, look, when you come in there, yes, we know we're servicing your vehicle, and we are trying to serve you the best we can, but we are also trying to help the community as well. And I don't normally even, this is weird talking about it. I just want to show and tell all of our listeners and all of the people that come to Certified what they're part of. This goes much further than just fixing cars for y'all to keep you on the road. Yeah. It started with serving, and it continues to go through serving. So just thank you. It's an honor to be nominated for such a thing. We just try our best every day, put our best foot forth and try to help Central Virginia. So thank you for acknowledging that and putting that on your show. Guys, we don't pay Jeff to do this. Just so you know, like, we're not paying WRVA for him to talk about certified auto repair. He believes in us that much. So it's an honor to have such a friend and somebody who's doing so much for Central Virginia. Now, with that being said, I'll shut up. What else you got for me, Jeff?
Well, I'll tell you what I got for you. Yeah, we got to talk about some cars. What we got to talk about tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. in the garage with Stan Andruski, which I remind everybody is the best weekend radio show anywhere. And that is what the Richmond Times-Dispatch needs next year. They need a weekend radio show category, but I digress. Mm. Yeah. So what are we seeing with cars right now? A couple of weeks back, we had, man, what is it? It was 100-plus degrees for a few days. Somebody had not started their car when it was really that hot, and the battery died. I'm not saying who it was, but...
Yeah, it wasn't Megan, and it wasn't Heidi, but there was somebody.
Well, there was somebody who, according to what I heard, he is not a selfish guy, but man, was he thinking about himself when he couldn't get that car started. And I finally did get it started. And of course, now, you know where I'm going with this? The radio, put in the radio code. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4? I don't know. So,
It could quite possibly be in the back of your owner's manual. There's usually a place in the back of the front on Hondas, are really famous for this, that has it. If not, we can help you with it over at Certified. So we just need to let us know if the back of your book, there's not a tag or another. A lot of times you have your owner's manual in there still, open it up.
Yeah.
There'll be a maintenance owner's. There'll be a place to write it down, believe it or not, which is if the crooks know that, why do that, right? But nobody goes into Hondas and steals radios anymore. They're all stealing Kias. That's what's happening. So anyway...
Why are they stealing Kias? It's such a small car. Is that like they can put it in the trunk of the real car in case the real one breaks down?
I can't really get into the details. I will just say this. For a long time, car thefts weren't an issue in the last few years. Ask Rich McCann. I think he's tried to get stolen twice.
Wow.
It's like a TikTok challenge or an Instagram challenge, but they messed up. They got so lax on knowing that people don't try to steal cars anymore that they forgot to do a couple things, and so people can steal their cars. Now, Kia is working effortlessly to try to get an update to their software to keep it from happening in some of the components. So we'll be stopped soon, but they missed a key component in flashing them. So cars, what's going on with cars these days, real quick? I know we're on a little bit of short time. I've been running my mouth. Sorry, Central Virginia. But we went from 150 million degrees to about 28 inches of rain in the last 3 weeks. So it went from crunchy to the best grass ever. If you haven't cut it, it looks like mine's about a foot and a half tall.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're getting now is problems with sunroofs leaking, right? All of the stuff falling out of the trees, getting into your cows. You got to keep that stuff clean. Like, I've seen you walk around in the garage and sit there, and literally before the techs could, you're grabbing the leaves and the pine needles out of people's cars because you understand how important that is. But, guys, that's part of your maintenance you can do for yourself. Doesn't cost a dime. Like, go in there, open up your hood, make sure your hood prop's working, or have your husband or wife or friend hold it, and go over there and just take a vacuum and just get those leaves out because they'll back up. Same thing in your sunroof drains. Believe it or not, sunroofs have drains, and when you shut your sunroof, it doesn't seal. It allows water to run through. That water runs right above both your left and your right side where you sit, those pillars, and there are tubes. If they get filled up, they can back up and go into your roof and into your car and flood the car. So you can do the same thing with that sunroof. Open the sunroof up, get your vacuum cleaner up in there with the hose, and suck all that mess out of there. Those are the biggest things we're seeing right now is a lot of water where it's not being able to drain properly off of the cars.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Stan, let's deal with that. We do have a weekend where it's not going to rain, so people have the opportunity to get out there, take care of this stuff. And like you said, I mean, this is free stuff. This is preventative stuff I can do, anybody who has a car can do, get that all cleaned out. We'll talk as well. I know, because we do every week about fluids and are they maintained properly with these crazy temperature changes, battery issues, and then, you know, one or two other things I know that we will have to touch on. And in the meantime, I'm just going to urge everybody to text 105 over to 804-375-5011 because I would love to see Certified Auto Repair win Best Auto Repair Shop in all of Central Virginia because you guys deserve it.
Man, that's such an honor to even be nominated. Thank you, Central Virginia. And one more thing I just want to tell you, as far as, don't forget, the Chronic text line, if you want, as soon as Jeff gets off the air, or right, even like soon, I'm pretty sure, Jeff will allow you, Yep. Start asking questions now if you have them. We will get those in the morning. Is that still correct, Jeff?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Yes. Yes, sir. We will do that.
All right. Thank you, Central Virginia. And thank you, Jeff. I love you. I'll see you in the morning with some iced coffee.
Sounds great. Thank you, my friend. That is Stan Andruski, and Stan is the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski. And what he is reminding everybody about, if you've got a car question right now, because it always happens, I'm telling you, because I hang out with Stan each and every Saturday morning that I'm able to, let me tell you, people have questions. We don't necessarily get to answer them. So what you can do it right now. You text your question to the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You text your car question today. Listen tomorrow. 8 a.m. is the time when you will spend a few moments with Stan in the garage right here on News Radio WRVA. Okay. It is a Friday. Oh, thank goodness we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Couple of good texts coming in here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. I just feel compelled to share them with you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, it's Phil from Goochland. You please tell Dave Mangano I said hello when you see him. I worked with him years ago. Oh, I'm sorry. I worked for him years ago. Before he went on a mission trip to South America. He was an amazing boss, a devout family man who taught me quite a bit. You are in excellent hands, my friend. Well, thank you, Phil. Yeah, we have been looking. It's not easy. It's just not easy when we're dealing with Julia, right? We got to keep her safe and all around. And we just, I know Stan was saying nice things, but you know, Heidi and I kind of like to have a room that's, well, just the two of us. That's all. Let me see. Kamala, Jeff. Kamala is one disastrous word salad away from being off the ticket. You're probably right, man. They're just swapping people in and out. People who never got a single vote. Kamala Harris never got a single vote in a primary or a caucus ever. And do you remember that she was the toughest going after Joe Biden during the brief time that she pretended she was running for president, right? Talked about him being a racist, talked about how she believed all the women who claimed that he was, well, creepy, I guess is the nicest way. And then all was forgiven. Oh, it's all right. Yeah. Okay. Jeff, Josh Shapiro went after Dr. Cyril Wecht and his family, just like Jack Smith went after Trump. He's a piece of trash. That's Joe in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. 804, Jeff, any young person who votes for Kamala Harris deserves the Russian serfdom that they are going to get. Wow. Okay. Hey, Ken in Chesterfield sends a really nice text on our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. I just always love to see and hear and read good things about people that I talk about. So Ken in Chesterfield says, Mr. Katz, one of the first things I noticed when I walked into Chronic Care of Richmond was just how friendly everyone was. Yeah. I worked with Dr. Ben for my issue. No miracles. They succeeded in mitigating the pain I was having. I was given things to do at home that would enhance their treatment. I am satisfied with the results of my visit. And yes, I will add my name to the list of satisfied patients. Well, thank you, Ken. I'm glad to hear that. That is great. 757 says, Jeff, would you bring back a jar of dirt for me? I'll come and pick it up. I just want a jar of dirt. Oh, from Israel. I don't know. Can you do that? I guess you could do that. I really don't know. It's a weird situation to be in. And as I said, it's not a touristy trip. It's certainly not a vacation. I'm hoping we'll get something. I mean, I'll try and bring something back. I was joking last night. Yeah, I joke all the time. But I was joking. I'll bring falafel back for everybody. And then our boss of bosses said, I'll take a T-shirt. All right, I'll get you a T-shirt. Falafel would be tastier, but I'll get you a T-shirt. That's what you want. That'll be good. Nice note here. God, I love these people. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. You ready for this? Hey, Jeff, do you need any funding for your trip to Israel? We'd be happy to help. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Well, gosh, I love you too, Jim and Deb. That's so kind. Jim and Deb have come out for Our Politics and Pints, and we're going to be doing another one soon. I don't know exactly when, but I do know this. I know that my pals at WPHT in Philadelphia, you heard Dom Giordano on earlier this week, and then Dom wanted me to come on my old station in Philly and talk about it, and we did. So they just stole the name, but they're doing it pretty well. Politics and Pints in Philadelphia is going to include Donald Trump Jr., as well as the dean of Philadelphia Talk Radio and a dear friend for 25 years, Dom Giordano. I'll have a chance for tickets a little bit later. We're doing the 5 o'clock hour, as I understand it. So you've got time here if you are not driving. You can text the number 980. You text it over to 804-375-5011. You will vote for the Jeff Katz Show to be the best afternoon radio show. Again, it's 980. You text that to 804-375-5011. It's 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.